Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The CEO of Boeing will step down. David Calhoun's announced departure comes as the plane maker faces a safety and quality crisis. Many audits and revelations came after an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 saw a big piece fall off in mid-air. That was in January. Seth Kaplan is Here and Now transportation analyst, and he joins us on Skype. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Scott.
So Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun is going to leave at the end of the calendar year, also exiting the chairman of the board and the head of the commercial airplanes division. In a way, is this how a big company acknowledges we have problems?
It does. And I have to say, Scott, I got this sense of deja vu this morning. It was a Monday in late March, 5 years ago, 2019, that we were here. I was on this show talking about what was at that point the second Boeing MAX crash the night before in Ethiopia, the Ethiopian Airlines crash that 346 people had died in two crashes. And in the aftermath of that, Calhoun replaced the then CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, and 5 years later, of course, lots of details in between, here we are with this announcement.
Yeah, and back then, that was the MAX 8 jet, right? In this case, with the Alaska Airlines situation from January, it's the 737 MAX 9. The door plug fell off, we remember, from January. But there's more, right? Investigators found bolts missing on that piece. Boeing says it cannot produce records of the work done on that plane. The FAA has come in and found dozens of lapses. How, Seth, can a shakeup at the top fix what could be a broader quality and broader safety set of problems at the company?
Well, the criticism for years among those who have criticized Boeing has been that it was a top-down problem. They've said this is a company that used to be run by engineers and that, sure, wanted to make money, but sort of engineering first. And the criticism, at least, is that that sort of changed to a profit-first approach and try to get the safety right, too. So people who say that within Boeing and outside hope that some kind of a change at the top would trickle down. But Boeing is a big company, and you're right, Scott, not one where change of a few people, even those at a very high level, would necessarily change everything at once throughout the company.
Yeah. Now the CEO, his departure is scheduled for the end of calendar 2024. I mean, for some, is that, you know, waiting too long?
Well, this already sends, and as you mentioned, part of this is sort of sending the signal, right? I mean, you have to get succession planning right at a company, and you also wouldn't want to have nobody in charge suddenly, right? And so this is them saying that, yes, we're going to make a change, but at the same time, you don't want to let too much institutional knowledge go out the door all at once. Trying to get the balance is not easy. And last time they waited a long time before going to Calhoun from the previous CEO.
Seth, surely, I mean, airlines who buy planes are watching this closely. How should we, the passengers, observe these changes coming to Boeing?
Well, look, you mentioned those bolts, for example, that were missing alongside the other issues with the door. The comforting thing from a passenger perspective is that there are lots of redundancies in place, which is why things don't usually go terribly wrong, even when one thing is wrong. But no, this is a company where airlines themselves have said, look, you have to focus on getting it right. And by the way, that trade-off between safety and profits, we have here is a company that's kind of lost a little bit of both.
Seth Kaplan. All right. Thanks much.